This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Jack and Dean podcast on Joy 94.9.
With Jack and Dean for the Tuesday drive home on Joy 94.9.
I'm so happy. Like, I'm genuinely happy in life. Happiness is a choice, unless obviously you're struggling with something, and I hope you're doing very well, and everything is an accomplishment.
But you are happy.
Yes, because it's sunny. And yes. I pride myself on being a winter baby. I'm a winter gal. I like my jacket, like my scarf.
You like your layers.
This is lovely.
This is so nice.
It's very nice.
I want to take my shoes off and walk through the park.
Did that the other last Friday was good. Me and my housemate Veronica went and had a wine in the nature strip across the road.
On the nature strip, is that,
and they hadn't mowed the grass, so we're just in a bunch of daisies. I got
nice.
A rash, but whatever, it was nice. So I love going for my walk. Go for a walk every day. Also very good for your everything, really, your physical and your mental health. And I went up to a little place I like to call Woolworths.
Oh, okay,
to get shop them. To get some bleach spray and a door snake.
Maybe the detail in this story.
I'll paint a little picture. A little, make it real colourful. The point is, I didn't know where the door snake was.
A door snake?
Door snake. Do you not call it a door snake? Because I googled door snake and I got nothing. I got some very rude images. a draft stopper.
A draft stopper. Not a giraffe stopper.
Not a giraffe stopper. I don't know how you would stop a giraffe.
No.
Maybe with a gun. Snake. Please don't do that. So I just went.
But it's the end of winter, though. Why do you need a draft stopper at the end of winter?
Because I've got my door has quite a sizable crack, I don't know why, on the bottom of it. So the hallway light spills through when I'm trying to go nine eyes.
Oh.
Can't see.
Right.
Big ring of light. It's a light stopper.
Right.
But if I went to Google that, I'd be nowhere. I'd be with the lightsabers. Now you've added too much colour to this story.
A whole world of nowhere.
The point is...
Back to your story.
Where would you... what aisle is that in? So I just snaked up all... little pun there. Snaked up. I just went around to all of the aisles. I'm like, is it near the mops? Is it near the party stuff?
Yeah.
Is it near the gardening things?
Oh.
And I'm looking... Because, they're not going to have an entire wall full of door snakes.
No.
And I thought, I could ask. And I almost asked. And I thought, nah, I don't want to bother anyone.
Oh, you didn't ask?
And I also had time. I didn't want to...
Meandering up and down.
Are you an asker?
I'm an asker. I haven't got time for that.
Oh, but yeah, because you're
I'm all action.
A time-savvy businessman.
I need to move. Come on.
Excuse me, a person working here. Where's my doors? But I was going to.
Yeah.
But then I found it.
Oh, you found
it? And it was near the doormats.
Do they come in a range of colours?
Yes. And there was only three left, because you wouldn't think people would want them. But
not
there you
time
go.
Of year, no.
There was one that was an off-white.
Off-white?
There was one. This is riveting, isn't it? And there was one that was too green. Didn't like it. Was Yucky Poo's green.
No, you want green.
Like, what have I eaten? Green, hello. And then there was a nice kind of retro orange.
Oh.
I went retro orange.
You did.
Got that.
Uh-huh.
Also got some dry shampoo. We talked about that for ages.
And now that you've got your
vitamins,
retro
got
orange, how's the light treating
Well, it hasn't
out?
Been bloody dark yet, has it, Dean?
All right.
Nah, it's sunny. We're all right.
Stick around. You're on Joy.
Stick around for more of that.
You are with Jack and Dean for the Tuesday drive home on Joy 94.9.
Now, Dean, you know I'm a clean gal.
You're very clean.
I'm a very tidy. Hygienic lady.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because I'm allergic to everything. Not really, just real sensitive. And I like to make sure I love my bed sheets. And I maybe I wash them once. Maybe every week or every 2 weeks sometimes.
I think every 2 weeks. I do it every
I do have a shower
weeks.
Before bed as well.
I
so I'm clean when I go in. Who knows what I do in. Don't mess it up at all. I wish I did. But I do make sure that I always change my pillowcase really regularly.
Yes.
At least, because, and then I've got so much hair product in my hair and whatever. But do you know what I don't change? And someone asked me the other day and I was stumped.
What do you change?
My actual pillow.
Oh, you're supposed to change those?
Yeah, but when?
I don't know. I don't think I've changed mine for a while.
How are we talking? I literally cannot remember. I think Mum just gave me a pillow once.
Yes.
And I haven't used it.
A couple of years back, I think.
Because it must all seep into it. And it's.
But do you have a pillow protector underneath your pillow slip?
I do.
So you got pillow,
it's
you got protector.
It's also a bed bug thingy.
Is it?
Yeah, for like dust mites and stuff. Because I've got allergies.
You're a delicate flower.
I'm so delicate.
But changing the pillows, are there rules about how frequently you're supposed to change your pillows?
Well, I think someone told me every, 3 months.
No. Well, replacing your pillows every 3 months?
Could you just give it a spritz, like a spray?
A spray and wipe?
We don't wipe it. Or put it out in the sun. Well, I think we should do... What time is it? People are almost finishing work.
Yeah.
The 9-to-5ers.
Yeah.
Grab your pillows. Whack them out in the sun.
Yes.
The sun kills most things. It's going to kill us all very soon.
But I sort of understand how... Why would you replace or change your pillow? When you say change, you don't mean get rid of it, replace it. You mean just turn it over or...
No, get out. Burn it.
No, every 3 months.
It's full of ghosts.
I can just imagine it's all this landfill full of all these discarded pillows.
I am not making the rules, Dean. I'm simply telling you what I have heard.
So, I don't know if I agree with you, so I want to hear from our listeners.
I'm not saying anything.
0427 Joy 949 or on air joy.org.au. How frequently do you or should you change your pillows? Now, the other day...
Yes.
I got a letter in the mail from Vic Rhodes.
I love getting letters in the mail.
And my first thought was, oh, my God, I've gone through a red light again. I didn't realise. You know, sometimes you... Not deliberately, but sometimes you know...
I mean, I don't drive, but if the tram would go through a red light, maybe I would get a letter. No, but yes.
Yes.
They're sneakier and sneakier these days.
They're very sneaky, but it wasn't that. It turned out that my licence was up for renewal.
Oh.
I've had it for 10 years. Time to go in again and get my photo taken.
Mm-hmm.
So I immediately arranged an appointment with my hairdresser.
Yes.
Because you want to look good in your licence photo.
Of course you do.
You hold on for, 10 years.
And you're allowed to look good. In your passport photo, you're not allowed to look good.
Oh, is that the rules?
You have to smile.
You're not allowed to smile, are you?
Yeah, you're not allowed to smile. You have to look straight.
No, you've got to have a bit of a smile. A wry smile on your face for your license.
Got your eyebrows done?
I didn't get my eyebrows done.
But threaded?
I didn't get them threaded.
All right.
No, but...
Your story. Not letting you tell it, though.
But the weird thing is, mate, so you go and you line up and you get your little number at Vic Rhodes, and they're lovely people, but you wait in line, then you get to the front counter and...
Yes.
But they don't give you time to prepare. Like, there's no makeup mirror by the counter.
You didn't have your handheld powder in your purse.
My little compact.
Yes, it was your compact, Dean.
I might have been shiny. It might have been shiny, but I had no idea. But my hair looked good because I just come from the hairdresser, so it's okay.
It looks lovely.
But then because I wear glasses, they said, take your glasses off. You can't have the photo with glasses.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Well, this is the weird thing, isn't it? So I took my glasses off.
So you couldn't see?
I could see.
Well,
I just couldn't make out details in the distance.
Yes.
But I was a bit worried of the photo because I had to pay for 10 years. I'm thinking, this photo is going to be with me for 10 years.
Yeah.
It could look pretty ordinary. Good news is, it arrived. It arrived yesterday, and I've shown it to you.
Oh, you have shown it to
and
me.
What did you say? I look good.
You look hot.
I'm very pleased with my last photo.
Because also Dean's brought in his one from, when was that taken?
10 years ago. Yeah,
10 years ago.
I think I look better
and
now.
And you look like absolute rubbish. But you look older in that old photo.
I think I do. I think it's more, like a little more attractive dweeb. Lighting in this updated one, even though I'm not wearing my glasses.
You got little chipmunk cheeks in that one. Cheeks. You've got like a little salt and pepper beard in this one. You're smiling.
I'm aging gracefully.
And also, they've got a picture. It's also a tighter picture. Just really painting the picture for everyone. and it's a nice kind of orange hue.
But have you ever had like a really bad photo? A license or a passport photo? It's like, oh my God, I'm stuck with that now.
I look like a Russian spy or a very cheap person of the night. And I had a sty in one. And I looked very serious. It was awful. And it wouldn't work for some reason. So then I was like smiling. Look at this. Look at that. No, hair behind your head. And I'm like, I want to scrunch it. And then the one, I just look very angry and it's awful.
My partner, Anthony, he is without hair on his head.
He's without hair. Sans hair.
And as you say with the passport photo, you're not allowed to smile.
No.
So this is sort of this grumpy looking bald man. He doesn't look like somebody you want to let into your country, I've got to say, on his passport photo. He's delightful.
Yeah.
Just the photo.
Of course he is.
The photo's not good. So let us know, have you ever had a really bad photo of your licence or passport that you've been stuck with? You are with Jack and Dean for the Tuesday Drive Home on Joy 94.9. And we're just talking about...
Very serious topic.
...of photos for your licence, passport, work ID.
Yeah.
And sometimes you get good ones and sometimes you get bad ones.
Real doozies.
And I'm feeling good about myself right now because I've got a good one.
Very good one. For 10 years, you'll look amazing.
I'm going to look amazing for 10 whole years.
Portrait of Dorian Gray.
Now, joining us, he's not on the front desk no more. He's now live in the studio with Brett. Hey, Brett, how you doing?
They've dragged me inside, ladies and gentlemen.
Get in here. My goodness.
Can I? I will actually witness that Dean's photo. Dean, I think you need to use that in all, like your profile. I don't know if you're single or not. If you are single, that's the profile shot that you need to do.
No, don't
that's how flattering
don't
it is.
Don't you imagine that? Yeah. No, no. It's a good photo, though.
They've been dating, you know, on and off for
20-something years. Yeah.
Well, if it all definitely falls on through, I've you know what? You've got the profile photo there for it.
Oh, yeah.
Brett, you're showing us your photo. Oh, now, look. Is yours flattering?
Well, it would have been if they took it from above, but they took it from below. No. And anyone knows, it's just a car crash. It really is really unflattering. My passport photo is the same. They made the photo that I gave them, it was a wide photo.
Oh.
So my face looks, though it's not.
Face, no.
Yeah, it's really.
It's a bit what is it, chipmunky in your photo?
Yeah, it's bad.
It's like, how do we make this look as unflattering as humanly possible?
I think it's part of the job criteria.
Stretched out.
They should have hair and makeup there, I reckon. Someone just to style you to make sure that you are in your best flattering light, yes.
I'd be prepared to pay extra.
Yeah, but then you can't. I don't think you can disguise your face too much.
No, but you can disguise the wrinkles. That'll
be airbrushing.
Yeah.
Or make it, tape things back, like hold it back with tape so that you...
Oh, just gaffer it
just
off.
Just gaffer it off.
Yeah.
That's right. Crow's feet, so. No more. Just gaffer the crow's feet away.
Oh,
my goodness.
So we've asked you if you have a good or bad photo situations, experiences, do text in on 0427JOY949. We've had Lewis. And, hey, Lewis.
Hey, Lewis.
Lewis has said, no way would I have left my child with the person pictured on the Working with Children card. One should be able to approve ID photos, I reckon.
Oh, my goodness.
The Working with Children check card, exactly. You do those at the post office.
I had a friend like that as well. It's like, oh, I don't look like I should be anywhere near kids.
Oh,
Lewis, I'm sure you're wonderful, though.
Hey, we also had a sign-up at the start of your show.
Oh, did we?
It was Charles from Brunswick. He actually came into the studio.
What?
And,
what a personable person.
Yeah, new person to Joy. It's always good to have good sign-ups.
That's
new sign-ups.
Right. Joy member.
Clap a bit of cheer for Charles.
Yeah, come on in, or you can go to the Joy website, joy.org.au. Or you. There's AU, also.
This is very professional. You've got the sound effects happening. I'm very impressed.
Don't
be. It just stops me from singing.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.